protesters and Phoenix PD clash downtown after last night's Trump rally.
PTR Sean Perumian, who's right there.
Police are firing either rubber bullets or blanks at us. It must be tear gas.
Stay with KTAR News as we cover the after effects of last night's events on Arizona's news station, 92.3 FM. ABC News.
Those ABC News.
Trusted, dependable. Covering the news as it happens, wherever it happens. ABC News.
Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Terror in Barcelona.
A white van.
ISIS now claims responsibility.
Go to woodradio.com and keep it on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. The proposal to split the state into three Californias gets enough signatures to be on the November ballot. And the mayor talks about the new city budget for San Diego neighborhoods.
Hear about it. Talk about it.
Today on News Radio 600 KOGO in Baltimore. WBAL News Radio 1090 is the station you turn to for breaking news.
The verdict, not guilty.
Controversial.
Let's be candid.
Connected.
Great show, by the way. I'm enjoying it.
Extraordinary talk radio.
Can you have the stability of a cold war with two hot heads?
Evan Solomon, weekdays at 2, followed by Ottawa Now with Evan Solomon at 4.
I'm so sorry to have to give you this information.
So crazy.
On News Talk 580, CFRA, remembering.
It was 50 years ago today.
Celebrating the life and timeless message of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
His dream.
Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom.
Lives on Cairo Radio. 97.3 FM. History is happening. Coverage continues with perspective from the voices you trust.
Report says that
News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati. It was called the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union. What makes stories remarkable? Is it the people they're about? This is the VOCM Radio Network. 590 VOCM St. John's. New Cap Incorporated. Steel Communications Radio Stations. Also available all the time from anywhere thanks to Radio Player Canada. Download the free app today. This is your VOCM. Another message for North Korea as the president tweets the U.S. military is locked and loaded. And why Trump praised Putin for actions against U.S. embassy staff.
Hear about it. Talk about it.